Bismillah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is your sister Naima B. Robert here, and this series is all about helping you to make the most of the opportunities that are being offered to us in this period of social distancing and isolation due to the coronavirus pandemic. If this is your first time watching, then I'm sure you may be a bit shocked to hear me talking about this worldwide situation as an opportunity, but bear with me. I'm of the belief that we always have a choice as to how we respond to anything that life throws at us, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed circumstances for us in order to test us, and He has given us free will in order to give us the opportunity to either be broken by a situation or allow it to make us into a better version of ourselves. So in the spirit of that outlook, I would like to offer you today my take on how to make this period of social distancing and isolation and pretty much lockdown the highlight of your year. Sounds crazy, right? I'm sure for many of us, we're thinking that the coronavirus pandemic will be sort of the low point of 2020, will be our worst memory of 2020, will be the disaster that shaped our perception of this year. And I am in no way minimizing the horror of what, you know, thousands and hundreds of thousands, millions are going through. No way minimizing that. But my focus is not on the things that we can't control. And I advise you also to not focus on the things that are outside of your control, but to focus instead on the things that are squarely within your circle of concern and that are under your control. And the first and most powerful thing that is under your control is your response. In any situation, you have a choice as to how you respond. And so, if you are practicing social distancing, if you are in isolation, either self-imposed isolation or in quarantine, or just in general lockdown, waiting for this storm to pass, then I want to invite you to consider these 5 tips to make this period of hibernation, if you like, the highlight of your 2020. So let's kick it off. Let us look at the benefits of having more downtime. Many of us are living lives, or were living lives, that were helter-skelter, where we were on the go 24/7. And if we weren't physically on the go, then we were mentally on the go. We live in a world where we are surrounded by distractions, pulling us this way and that way and this way and that way all the time. We are never out of the office. We are never offline. We are never unreachable. In fact, being unreachable is probably one of the things that scares our generation the most, is not having Wi-Fi, not having internet access. And so having this downtime where we have internet access, but we have an opportunity to spend more time at home, to spend more time with our loved ones, to slow things down, and to really take stock of what matters and what we want to build with ourselves and within ourselves and with our families. I feel that this period can be a time of nurturing, of growth, of self-reflection, of cleansing, whether we're looking at our spiritual cleansing or our intellectual growth or building memories with our children. Let's make the most of this downtime. So this calls for a complete reframe, because a lot of people are dreading this downtime. They can't imagine a life where we can't freely go wherever we want. We can't go to restaurants. We can't go to concerts. We can't, you know, have people around. Well, we can't, you know, go here, go there, and, you know, where our movements are restricted. People are freaking out about this. People are freaking out about the children being home from school, okay? And the prospect of having your children home for the next few months is freaking some people out. And I'm inviting you to do a complete reframe and really see this opportunity for the gift that it really is. Now is a chance. If you never felt able to before, now is the chance to change up your routine. Now is the chance to change the way that you operate as a family, the way that you pass your time, the way you spend your time, what you speak about, what you do together as a family, how much time you spend together as a family. Now is a time for you to make some decisions about what kind of family unit you want to be, what kind of atmosphere you want to create in your home. How can we make our homes a pleasant place to be, an enjoyable place to be? How can we start to enjoy each other more? How can we start to enjoy our own company? How can we start to enjoy the company of our children? And if your spouse is home from work, how can you start to enjoy his company? How can we set this up so that, you know, it sounds crazy now, but imagine if in a year's time, in 5 years time, 10 years time, your children look back to the coronavirus outbreak and the isolation and the lockdown and just have the fondest memories of time with their family, of bonding, of laughter, of really deep discussions, of communal prayer, of preparing for Ramadan as a family unit. And if that is their dominant memory from this whole period, imagine how amazing that would be. Well, the best thing is that you have the power to make that happen for them. And this is notwithstanding people who may have, you know, ill members of their family or families that lose members of their family, you know, to the virus. Of course, our prayers are with you and our du'as are with you and our sympathies are with you. And we pray that you too are able to reframe this period and just allow yourself to see the good in this particular period of time. So, the first reason why this could, the first way you can make this the highlight of 2020 is to really reframe and take advantage of this downtime that has been imposed on us by the lockdowns and travel bans, etc. The second thing is to really take advantage of the reminders that we are getting about death and about the value of life. A lot of the time, we are oblivious and we live our lives in a state of forgetfulness, just thinking, just assuming, taking every day for granted. But we're in a time now where there are people dying, there are people falling ill, the rate of infection is high. That should be a reminder for us and be a cause for us returning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, becoming more mindful, becoming more aware of the fragility of our lives, but not just the fragility, but the value of them. The value of every day, the value of everyone in your family, the value of every gift that you've been given. You are in a perfect place right now to truly appreciate what you have. So that is the second way that you could make this time so impactful, the most powerful part of your 2020. The third way is to really appreciate more time with your family. And I know I've mentioned this earlier, but, you know, make the most of it. Make the most of this time with your family. Make the most of this time with your children. I think as mothers, we often are guilty of sort of wishing each stage away, you know, because every stage has its difficulties and it has its joys. But a lot of the time we focus on the difficulties and we're hoping for the children to get to the next stage so that, you know, we get a bit of ease. But I would really say, sis, as a mom, have your routines, have your structures, but now is the time to really love those children. Show them you love them, tell them you love them. Make sure that they feel safe and secure. And I have addressed strategies for looking after your children's mental state in another video. But for now, to make this period the highlight of your 2020, just start to enjoy this time with your family. Make the most of it. Like I said, be more demonstrative with your love. You know, laugh more, have fun more, do more things together, get them to help you more. You know, come together to decide what your meals are going to be for the week and give everybody a part to play. You know, order some games in if you don't have games in your house, and order some board games in. You know, now might be the time that you get a Kindle or you sign up to Audible so you can listen to audiobooks together. Now might be a time when you start reading together as a family, or drawing or doing art together as a family, or just chilling. Just chilling. Now could be that time. And that could open the way to so many new memories for your children and for you, that it could be something that you truly do look back on and say, wow, that was actually a really amazing time. And then the fourth way that this period could be the highlight of your 2020 is if you take the opportunities for more service. Now is not the time to be selfish. Now is not the time to be self-centered. Now is not the time to be thinking me, 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 and mine. Now is the time when we are joined by a human crisis to start choosing service. And that means we've been given opportunities for more service. That means thinking about other people. That means, you know, shopping mindfully. That means consuming mindfully. That means, you know, taking care of, you know, what we have in our homes and what we don't. It also looks like, you know, volunteering where you can, whether it's on a helpline, whether it is in a Facebook group, you know, keeping in touch with family members, keeping in touch with others, you know, just offering yourself as a resource. You know, it could be the time when you start offering some of your skills online. It could be a time when you set up spaces online where young people or mothers or women or families can come together and congregate online. It could be a time when you decide that you're going to start sharing good news, when you're going to start sharing positivity, when you are going to be the change that you want to see within your circle or within your community. This is an amazing time for us to really show up for our families and our communities. So don't waste that, inshallah. And then the fifth way that this could be the highlight of your 2020 is if you allow this period to lead to more clarity for you. More clarity about what you want. Because a lot of things have been taken away from us. We don't have access to them anymore. So who do you want to be? What do you truly want to do? What do you want to achieve with yourself, with your family, with your mission in life? What is it that you want to do? Take this time for some real tadabbur, for some self-reflection, for some personal development, for some, you know, asking Allah to guide you to the next stage for you. Because for sure, as everything, this too shall pass. And so my hope for you is that you emerge from this season as a better version of yourself. And if you do take on these strategies and, you know, take some of the advice that I've shared in my other videos, that will be the case. And that is totally within your control. And so let's focus our energies on what we can change and what we have control over, rather than focusing our energies on things that we have no control over whatsoever, and make dua that Allah protects us and everyone from this scourge and allows us to emerge from this whole situation and this whole test more faithful, stronger, more united than ever before. If you enjoyed this video and you found it beneficial, please do share it, like it, comment on it, subscribe to this channel, and stay tuned for more videos. I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protects us all. And I hope that I see you in the next video. Jazakallah khairan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.